The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, where we don't just change moments in time, but we transform lives. Our host is Union Rescue Mission President and CEO, the Reverend Andy Bales. Today, Andy is our special guest. There's not many times that I get a chance to actually interview you, Andy, but just sitting across the table or across the aisle with our headphones on and our microphones in front of us, I do get a chance, and I think this might be the second, maybe third time that I've had a chance to interview you since 2013 when we first started Amazing Stories from Skid Row. And this is bittersweet for me, number one, because one of the hardest things I had to do last week is send a press release out announcing your retirement. And so, yeah, it was very hard.
Except it's not a retirement.
It's not a retirement.
It's a relocation.
I was going to say, so you're going to explain to me whatever semantics you want to use.
I'll tell you the truth of what happened.
So what had happened was, no, please do, Andy, go ahead and let our listeners know as you announced to our staff on last week, and then let's go from there. What happened from there?
All right. Well, last October, I turned 64.
Wow.
And out of the blue.
Tender age of 64.
Right. Out of the blue, I kind of knew it was coming. I kind of felt like when our little redheads, Isla and Opal. my daughter Ruth and Troy, they decided to move to Iowa, right? Troy was a California boy, but he loved Iowa when he visited.
Wow.
And so they all, because of the chaos happening out here in California, they decided to move to Iowa. And they found a nice 4 or 5 bedroom house, 3 bath, for, you know, like $315,000.
Wow.
And they moved to Iowa, and I knew I was in trouble because Bonnie was in the delivery room as a nurse. She was allowed to help deliver Isla, and they became fast friends, and Bonnie babysat her every week for a couple days, and they became so close.
That connection is just amazing,
and then when Opal showed up, the same thing happened. Well, then when we all, you know, packed up Ruth and Troy and moved them to Iowa, we drove one big trailer with our truck, and they drove the small trailer with their car, and we shipped the two little redheads to Iowa, and then we had to turn around and come back empty-handed to California, and I knew I was likely in trouble.
That was like your heart was, heart was like torn.
I think it took a year, maybe a year, and Bonnie said, you know, after your next birthday, which would be this coming October 26th, which will be my 65th, she said, I'm moving back to hang out with the redheaded grandgirls, and you can join me if you'd like. You know, kind of half kidding, but not really.
Right.
And I knew I was in trouble, and I kind of gulped and thought, I think she might be serious. And I tried to duck around it, like, you know, eventually that's when there was no eventual. Mm. So I realized I have to alert our board of directors that I'll probably be relocating by next year. So I had to come up with a plan and decided I'd work until December 31st. Bonnie's going to head back. Who knows?
I mean,
she almost headed back last week.
Oh, wow.
Her her timing was perfect because little Isla, my four-and-a-half-year-old, who's going to be five, like, real soon, but she says she's 4.5.
I love that. She's so smart.
I got a call on Sunday night, and they said, this was last Sunday, and they said, you know, Isla's very thirsty, having to go to the restroom a lot. We were worried, and I said, well, get to a pharmacy, get a sugar checker, talk them into giving you some test strips, and check her sugar. And so I got this call, and Isla said, Papa, can you teach us how to use this machine? And the first test was very high blood sugar, 597, which is deadly serious.
Right.
And then the rest were error, which probably meant it went over 600. I should have thought of that at the time. So I just said, get her to the hospital now. We have a guy in our program who lost his son and has to live with that every day because they didn't see the warning signs. And mom at the time didn't run his son into the hospital. And I said, I hate to say this, but it could be deadly. Don't wait till tomorrow. So, you know, they weren't happy to hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
But they went to the hospital, and immediately she was put in ICU. Mm. And she's going to need her grandma nurse to help, and she's going to need her papa, who's a expert of 51 years of type 1 diabetes, helping. We're coaching over the phone now, but, you know, Bonnie's like, what should I do? And I said, well, you're free to go anytime you want to go. Mm. I'm going to stick with my plan, and I'll commute if I have to.
But,
so that's the truth of what happened. I had no choice. Mm. Nobody's pushing me out.
No.
It's just that my family beckoned me to go.
Yeah.
And so I'm not retiring because I'm relocating because I immediately started searching for something for this busy guy to do because I will not be happy sitting at home.
No, you won't.
So I found this job opening in the same neighborhood I left behind.
Mm.
And I was there 34 through 24 years ago, which seems like a eternity ago.
It does
right?
seem like an
but
eternity.
But I worked in a neighborhood. I had a we had a coalition of six churches that grew into 120 churches.
Mm.
And we built buildings. We bought and renovated buildings. And we created 156 units of housing in Des Moines.
Wow.
We had over 300 kids in our program after school.
Yeah.
We had 300 kids to go to camp. We had volunteerism galore.
Mm.
Crime dropped 51%, I think, in our first 3 years.
Yeah.
And I was there.
Because everybody's involved.
10 years.
Yeah, exactly. You get everybody involved, Andy.
And occupying the turf, right?
Yeah.
And setting good examples. And so it was interesting when I went back to meet with the team there that's doing the work now. It's a different organization.
Sure.
Some of the people there knew who I was.
Of course, everybody knows
and
who you are.
knew that all the little kids in the Good Samaritan program knew my name.
Wow.
And so that told them a lot about who I am, that I hang around with kids and encourage them. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to invest my time in providing quality education before and after school and good food before and after school.
Yummy.
And I went back for one day and got to play basketball on the basketball court at the school. It's the most impoverished, at-risk, vulnerable school in Des Moines inner city.
Wow.
And I was out playing basketball with a little guy named D-Trey, and he had a great attitude, and he, he beat me, and he loved it.
Mm.
And then a little guy named Kyron Amir King Renfro helped me navigate the playground with my new legs and already made buddies with the little kids there.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward. I had a little girl complaining to me. I said, you remind me of my grandkids. And then she wanted me to tell all about my grandkids. So so I'll fit right in with all those beautiful kids in the next generation.
I love it.
But the tough part is saying goodbye to all the families and kids here.
Yeah.
And my teammates here have been the best teammates ever.
Wow.
And had a lot of fun. But we'll keep our show going till December 31st. And after, we'll figure out the new iteration of our radio show. So we'll be around. And every night at 9:30 p.m.
Every night. Night.
Mm-hmm. And 5:30 on Saturdays.
On Saturdays, yeah.
And Larry Marino says I'll still be showing up on 8:70 a.m. for Amen. An interview every week.
Amen.
We'll keep going and we'll find a new leader. Our board has hired a Carter Baldwin, a search firm, to find the nationwide search for a replacement.
Yeah. But wow.
We'll be back in a moment.
Yep. We'll be back with more right after these messages. For additional information about Union Rescue Mission's programs and services and how you can help, visit us online at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host the Reverend Andy Bales. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is now the homeless capital of America, but Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control, but Union Rescue Mission's CEO, Pastor Andy Bales, says, whatever the reason is, really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God's love.
We are carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them.
Become a hero for hope when you automatically give each month or a one-time gift of $250. You will also receive a special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host, the Reverend Andy Bales. All right, Andy, so you've given us the first part of it. I'm really struggling, but you know what? I'd have to say, it is well. That was the title of yesterday's.
Yeah, that's your theme today.
Yes, that was the title of yesterday's message at West Angeles. Thank you, Charles Blake II, our pastor. He's just doing a phenomenal job, but it is well. And I'm going to stick to you like glue, as I did with Lady Liz before she was trying to leave us or retire. And then thank God you had her come back at least once or 2 days during the week. And
yeah,
I really
called her daughter and worked on her till she got her mom to come back.
Yep, made that happen. And so I'll be sticking to you like glue as well. So I want to talk a little bit about you went to Washington, D.C. You've been to Washington, D.C. twice this
times,
year.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of times this year. So you, and this is really, really important. So you were with a number of leaders that spoke about the
Housing Plus.
Okay, that's what it's called, Housing Plus. So explain to us what Housing Plus is all about.
So as some folks may know, after hearing it from me so many times in the LA Times and everywhere else, right now, our government operates under Housing First, the harm reduction model.
Right.
And as we've done so, that means that they put people immediately into housing in their addiction, in their use.
Mm-hmm.
And they began to de-emphasize recovery, began to de-emphasize immediate shelter, began to de-emphasize transitional housing and preparation, in order to just quickly take people from the streets and place them in housing, even as they struggle with their addiction. The problem is, nothing about it was quick, because it's very expensive units that take a long time to develop, sometimes up to 4 years, and they can run in the range of $500,000 each to $800,000 each to $1 million each.
Yeah.
And what has happened is that we've left many people on the streets in order to help a few with very expensive housing. A better plan would have been immediate triage shelter to get people off the streets, and then innovative, affordable, immediate homes, like mobile homes, container homes, 3D printed concrete homes.
Yeah. Very creative.
Yeah. And in my preference, recovery communities, set up recovery communities where people could actually escape their addiction.
Mm-hmm.
But what has transpired is that our units, especially in Skid Row, it's everything is radicalized in Skid Row.
Right.
Especially in Skid Row, the drugs flow so freely and the gangs rule so violently.
They do.
And the buildings are chaos.
Total chaos.
And that meant that Skid Row Housing Trust collapsed under the weight of 29 buildings. Some said the cause was older, dilapidated buildings, but that's not the case.
Not the case, no.
The buildings there built in 2021 that are struggling because of the chaos ensuing inside. So there's a 50% vacancy rate in these apartments, and yet we're building more on Skid Row.
Right, right.
Already the most violent neighborhood in the U.S., and I've said it many times, it's the biggest man-made disaster in the U.S., 4,700 people living on the streets in a 53-square-block area, surrounded by buildings that are half full, and 50% vacant. And I have to say, even our new administration in L.A. did not tell the truth. They said the reason they're empty right now is because of the long waits that people have to move in. That is not the only reason why they're empty. They're empty because of the violence ensuing
inside.
And nobody wants to live on Skid Row. Nobody wants to live in the violent buildings on Skid Row. So until that gets addressed, there's no hope.
No hope for it.
Well, the reason I went to Washington was to push Housing Plus. Housing Plus would direct 30% of the federal funds from the government to recovery programs like Union Rescue Mission and others to do housing that includes a sober environment and recovery.
Recovery, okay.
So Housing Plus is wraparound services that actually happen, not that are talked about in theory, but don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that there would be some accountability to focus on recovery. And, you know, getting a job. We believe in recovery, followed by
followed by a home.
We don't believe in the forever sustaining through millions and billions of tax dollars for somebody to live in addiction until they die and have that lifestyle just go on and on. We believe in intervening and turning someone's life around.
Amen.
And, I mean, even if we just offered this to those who want to change, we could be making a big difference. But I'll tell you more when I come back.
All right. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter and unbearably hot in the summer, without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through us, lives are changed and hope is restored. That's why we are dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown L.A. We'd like to invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $22 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. And when you mention KKLA with your monthly or one-time donation of $250, you'll receive our very special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. Thanks for listening. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row with host, the Reverend Andy Bales. All right, tell us a bit more, Andy. So is this Housing Plus, is this going to pass? I mean, is it something that's in the works or?
It's in the House of Representatives,
okay.
Representative Andy Barr. there are some others who joined him. Representative Fine and Representative McCoy,
okay.
I believe from Texas. Michelle Steeb from the Texas Policy Institute was the one who invited me. Mm. John Ashman from Citygate Network was there. Mm-hmm. Our buddy Brandon.
Yes. I didn't realize who he was in that photo. I was like...
Brandon Thomas.
Yes. Bless
Winchester
his heart.
Rescue Mission.
Winchester.
I spoke at their, I spoke at their big gala not long ago.
Yes, yes.
And that was my third trip to Washington.
Was that your third? I was going to say, you've been several times this year.
Yeah, so we were on the state... What's funny is we were on the state capitol grounds. Uh-huh. It's called the Triangle. Uh-huh. We're holding a press conference. And I guess Ben Oreskes from L.A. Times, uh-huh. a reporter,
right.
ran by trying to get to Dianne Feinstein.
Yes.
I felt somebody run by, and I wondered what was going on.
Uh-huh.
But Ben told Doug Smith, who wrote the story about my leaving.
Yes, and you have to see that with the L.A. Times.
Yeah, so he said, but yeah, Ben saw you at, and so that's how... the Housing Plus story got into the LA Times article with Doug, which was great because that's who we are, right?
Yeah.
Human Rescue Mission focuses mm-hmm. on recovery.
Yeah.
And we focus on life transformation.
Amen.
And right now, if you focus on recovery and you focus on life transformation, mm-hmm. you cannot accept any federal money, state money, or local money.
Crazy.
That the local money, Measure H and Measure HHH, didn't need to be harm reduction, but LA folks just determined mm-hmm. that they would go that way. And we want to set a new trend. We want people to have a chance at sobriety,
yes,
and recovery and a new life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that Representative Andy Barr can get some support.
And
it'll just depend on whether the president either accepts the bill or mm-hmm. vetoes the bill. But, you know, he's not asking for all the money to be shifted. I would prefer that.
Right.
But we're just making a simple act, ask for 30%.
Yeah.
Right now, our graduates, they recover.
Yeah.
There is nowhere to move that is subsidized by the government where they can find sobriety and peace and safety. That's wrong.
It is wrong.
That's a human rights violation.
It is.
That you cannot find a safe, peaceful, sober place
to move to, for housing.
And have a hopeful life.
Exactly. And six people dying on the streets.
Six people die per day
every
on the streets of
day.
L.A. every day, mostly by fentanyl
crazy
overdose. Mm. And there are groups now that hand out free meth pipes on the streets.
Which is crazy.
And, Kitty, those pipes are used to go around the corner and smoke who knows what, but usually it's meth or meth mixed with fentanyl or meth mixed with fentanyl mixed with horse tranquilizer that might, even if you have Narcan to reverse the overdose,
it doesn't
work.
Yeah.
So that's why we need to focus on recovery, and that will be my message until I'm no longer here giving it.
Until the Lord comes back to get us. Absolutely. Wow. Andy, you are truly that good Samaritan. You are an advocate for change for those who don't have a voice. You're awesome and amazing. That's all I can say.
Well, couldn't have done it without you, Kitty.
All right. On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, I'm Kitty Davis-Walker, the VP of Public Relations. Thank you for joining us. Tune in Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. and Saturday at 5:30 p.m. for more amazing stories from Skid Row. Don't forget to visit us online this week at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. May God bless you and keep you. We pour out our miseries. God just is a melody. Beautiful the mess we are. The honest cries of breaking heart. A better than a hallelujah.
You've been listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. If your heart is breaking as you hear a story that hits a little too close for comfort, then donate to Union Rescue Mission and help CEO Pastor Andy Bales help the men, women, and children of Union Rescue Mission find their way back home.
I'm compelled to do this as I try to practice what I preached over 30 years ago from Matthew chapter 25. I preach that the way you treat another hurting human being is the way you are treating Jesus himself.
Since 1891, the Union Rescue Mission has embraced men, women, and children experiencing homelessness with the compassion of Christ. Many are victims of circumstances by no fault of their own. It's people like these and others that Union Rescue Mission is offering hope, healing, and a way out of their tragic situation. But we can't do it without your generous donation. So please, help the Union Rescue Mission provide food, clothing, shelter, and other life-changing services for those desperately in need. And visit urm.org/KKLA to donate now.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.